Let's take a look at some forthcoming audio-described theatre highlights. Now, each month we chat with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Description. Hello, Anne.
Hello there, Alan.
Now, we are going to be talking a bit more about a journey you're taking, I suppose, later on, and a little bit about touch tours as well. But we're going to kick off with a couple of shows. Now, the first one I'm not familiar with, the second one I absolutely know. So, shall we start with Red or Dead?
Well, Alan, this is the story of Bill Shankly. Now, I don't want to offend any listeners who are Blue supporters. There is a play about Everton coming up later in the season, but this one is about Liverpool. Now, Bill Shankly was born in Scotland. He was born in a mining community, and his parents, can you believe, had 10 children. 5 boys, 5 girls, and all of the 5 boys, all the brothers, they went into professional football. So Shankly was a player himself before he became a manager. And when he came, Liverpool was in the second division, wasn't really doing very well, didn't have a great team of players. And he is credited with turning the club around, getting it into the first division, and subsequently going on to win so many pieces of silver and so many accolades, the establishment of the COP, the establishment of You'll Never Walk Alone as their kind of theme tune there. He was there for 15 years, so he really put his heart and soul and his life into creating the Liverpool that we know today.
Definitely one for the football fans, and I'm sure this will be an incredibly popular one, very historic one as well. Is this a touring production?
There may be plans to take it elsewhere, as happened recently with the Royal Court's production of Boys from the Black Stuff. That then went to London and is currently on a tour. At the moment, this is just scheduled for the Royal Court in Liverpool, and the Royal Court is the theatre where you can have your dinner served to you before the play. You can have your pudding served to you in the interval. There's a bar at the back of the stall, so you can get your drinks. You can have them in front of you as you enjoy the play. It's got a really informal atmosphere. It's an engaging piece. There's 52 people in the cast, so it will certainly be a great night out.
Sounds like it will be indeed. Food and drinks and entertainment. When are you describing this one, Anne?
So this one's at the Royal Court in Liverpool, which is not far from the train station if you're thinking of coming along. We normally do the touch tour there at 6:30, which gives you time to do the tour, then have your dinner before the show. And it's on the 9th of April. The performance starts at 8:00. But as I say, we usually do the touch tour at 6:30.
Fantastic. Well, not one I've heard of. Sounds a great one, though, but one I definitely have heard of, and I'm sure many will as well, taking you back to high school, English is of Mice and Men.
Written in the 30s about the relationship between two workers who have to travel around looking for work. They end up on a ranch in California. They're great believers in the American dream. Will they be able to earn enough money to buy a bit of land of their own? The play is very well known, as you say. It's a set text. I've described many productions of it over the years. But this is unusual. It features several members of the cast who are disabled. And the character of Candy is being played by a blind actor, Ben Wilson. And the production has integrated audio description, which is being delivered by members of the cast. So you won't need to wear headsets. It will just be part of what the characters say. So quite a new development there, and a very interesting one in terms of how the audio description is being integrated within it. And it's great to have disabled actors actually playing some of these major roles in a major piece of theatre.
It is a classic piece of theatre as well, Anne. So where and when can people enjoy that one?
This one is a co-production between Derby Theatre and the Octagon Theatre in Bolton and Theatre by the Lake, which is up in Keswick. It's at the Octagon in April. And what we've done at the Octagon is have a dedicated performance on the 5th of April, where there will be a touch tour of the set available. So we'll be going in, providing a touch tour, a little bit more information. But otherwise, people can come to the play whenever they want, really, because the description will be available at all the performances.
Fantastic. Now, we're going to move away from theatre. Well, I suppose talk about particular performances as well, because, Anne, we talk a lot about things like touch tours and so on. And I know you do a lot of travelling, you know, teaching audio description and teaching people about touch tours as well. You've got more news on that?
Yes, indeed. It's really come about through the production of Mice and Men. When it goes to Theatre by the Lake, Keswick, which is where it goes to after it's finished at the Octagon. So from about mid-late April onwards, it will be up there. The team up there were concerned that although it's great having the audio description available at every performance, what if people wanted a touch tour? Well, I mentioned at the Octagon, they put one specific date aside. But what they've asked me to do up in Keswick is to go up and run a training course for members of their stage management team, members of their front of house team, some of their volunteers that they have working front of house, so that on request, people do need to book it in advance. All of those people will then feel qualified and trained to offer the touch tour prior to the show. So I'll be talking to them about how it works. We'll be covering visual impairment awareness, etiquette, guiding, and they have had some of that from their local blind society as well. And just to give them more confidence so that they can take people on the stage and make the most of those few minutes, because often it's only about 15 minutes that we have on the stage, as you know. So just to make sure they cover all the essential things, but things like not giving the game away sometimes, not spoiling it for people, but just enhancing it so that when they hear things mentioned during the performance, then they will know they've had a chance to touch those and to explore those. And also to walk around the set, just to get an idea of the dimensions of it, the feel of it, to touch the different textures, to feel some of the costumes, all those sorts of things that we normally do on a touch tour. So I would encourage anybody in that area that fancies coming along, just let the theatre know that you'd like a touch tour too, and they will be able to offer that.
Absolutely helps you build that picture in your head as well during the show. Really, really great. If you do get the chance to go on the touch tours, absolutely do it. Just finally, Anne, you're on your travels again, heading abroad?
I am, yes. This is an interesting one. I'm off to Albania. I'm working in Tirana with the cultural department of the university and government there, and it's also in association with the British Council. So I have 4 days training working with them. Two of those days are going to be spent with staff working in museums and galleries. So we have curators, education teams, and front of house people, and I'll be covering the sorts of things that I do quite regularly, where I'm teaching people about enhancing their presentation skills, the use of the voice, scripting the description, recording it if that's what they're choosing to do. And then the other 2 days are working with people that have already had some training in audio description. They are specifically working with a puppet theatre and want to make sure that their performances there are accessible. So I'll be teaching them as well to, again, develop their audio description skills, talk about what's needed in an audio description, how to put your script together, all those crucial questions. And one day left for me to go and do a little bit of sightseeing as well. So I'm looking forward to that.
What a great opportunity to spread the word and getting a little sightseeing as well. Just finally, if people would like to find out about all the different shows you're involved in, there are tons, or they'd like to get in touch with you, Anne, what's the best way to do that?
mindseyedescription.co.uk. And if you go to the events page, there's a whole calendar of performances right into next year. So you can always check what's coming up, what time, all that sort of information. The news page is updated every month with what's on that month. You can email us. That's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. We're on Instagram, Mind's Eye Description, and also on Facebook. That's Mind's Eye Description, so we get lots of interaction that way. And also we're on X and Threads, and that's at Mind's Eye Arts.
And lovely to catch up with you once again. Do enjoy the trip to Albania, and we'll catch up with you again next month here on RNIB Connect Radio.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Alan.